The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast. My name is Jack Critchley. And as ever, for the tips on the racing in Ireland, we are joined by Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Jack.
How are you?
Very well, fitting well, yes. Don't know if many William Hill customers will know, but yeah, I've been away for a week. Relaxing, more than sunning myself. I'd like to say I was sunning myself on a sunbed, but it wasn't quite the weather for that. But nevertheless, it was a break all the same, much needed. I recharged the batteries and ready to go again for the summer.
Yeah, you're refreshed now ahead of plenty of racing coming up. Today we're going to be looking at some evening racing from Killarney. I always enjoy this time of year when the evening racing comes back in, the nights get a bit longer. There's plenty to look forward to, isn't there?
There certainly is, yeah, particularly in Ireland. There always seems to be a festival every week going on. You get Killarney, beautiful setting down in the southern part of Ireland, if you've never been. Certainly recommend it. It looks fantastic when the sort of mountains in the background, the sort of perfect backdrop to a lovely course as well. And the ground looks like being just on the good side. It was. I certainly caught the glimpses of the back end of last night's card anyway. And although there are one or two showers likely to develop throughout this afternoon, looks like being a perfect evening, around about 14, 15 degrees temperature rise. Just a little bit of ease in the ground, but as ever, a beautiful surface for racing tonight at Killarney.
Yeah, absolutely. Currently described as good. To add some context, I should say we are recording this at around about 10:30 in the morning. So good at the moment, with around about just under 7 hours to go till we're underway. 5:15 then, the first race. It is a maiden, and it's over the 1 mile. 12 runners at the moment in this, Andy. Where's your money going?
Well, it certainly wouldn't be on Monica to short price. It would be foolish of me, of course, to suggest that it couldn't win, because it was very much expected to win first time out to Aidan O'Brien's charge. But it was that finishing effort in the latter part of that race, the last furlong or so, that just sort of dissuades me from putting him up today at a short price. I thought he had every chance to go by Maneen, who, of course, had previous experience. But the fact that he didn't quite get the job done, and he ended up finishing third of the six horses home that day, just slightly tempers my enthusiasm. Certainly think Vocal Experience will run well. He has got plenty of experience, and that run also might have been just needed from him. But the one I quite like at a big price here, he seems to have been overlooked, and that's St. Gallen from the Joseph Murphy stable. Just had one run in his career, and it was an eye-catching run at that as well, when he made his debut on the 18th of December at Dundalk, and he was very slowly away. And he was towards the back of the field early on, but he made some nice headway from an unpromising position to finish never near at that finish in fourth. The fact there was tons of money for him on debut as well, I remember him being double figures in the morning, went off 11-4, suggested that Connections thought they got a nice horse, and it's certainly shaped like that on the evidence of that performance. With that run under his belt, and now of course he goes into the grass first time out, I think he's been overlooked with quite a few bookmakers this morning. Around about 14-1, I do think St. Gallen potentially could outrun his odds in the first.
Okay, St. Gallen, the selection then for Andy in the 5:15. We move on to the 5:50, which is the next race on the card. This one is for the fillies, and there's eight runners, as things stand, so still chance for an each way. But there are some shorter prices knocking around in this one.
Yeah, a lot of market activity surrounding Balika from the Dermot Weld stable, and race filly by Kate Cross. That's our which has produced numerous pattern performers in the past, and clearly this horse is expected to run well this evening, but she might have to go a little bit anyway to beat Ursimum, who finally got off the mark last time out at Sligo, and that was really impressive, not only visually, of course she won by 17 lengths, but the clock said that was a fantastic performance by Willie McCreary's filly. Willie's done really well in the last few weeks with his horses in general, particularly his fillies out of the fairer sex, all seem to have come together all at once, and it's nice to see this horse finally put behind it some unlucky and slightly irritating place finishes prior to that victory of the day. You'll notice that her form figures suggest that she does want a bit of cut in the ground, and as I said at the top of the programme, perhaps one or two showers in the Killarney area might just provide sufficient ease in the foot for her to be at her best tonight. I certainly think she's going to take quite a bit of beating from the front. I'd imagine that Billy Lee, having made her all on her last time out, will do exactly the same thing again and trying to get the rest of the field off the bridle and in trouble before the turn. So Ursimum, with a confidence-boosting win in a very fast time last time out at Sligo, is taken to make all the running there in that 5.50.
OK, Ursimum, the selection in the 5.50 for Andy. And the next race on the card is at 6.20, half an hour later. Just the four runners in this one, actually, and we have an Aidan O'Brien runner as the Long Island Sound. This one is entered in the St James's Palace Stakes, so it must be well regarded. But there are a couple of horses waiting in the wings if the performance isn't up to scratch. What do you make of the two in behind Long Island Sound, Andy?
Yeah, I think this is the best race on the card tonight. Certainly the official figures suggest that, and the fact that one or few of these have got fancy entries. Of course, as you mentioned, Long Island Sound off the back of two eye-catching performances on the all-weather throughout the winter. He's certainly not afraid to want to run one or two decent horses on the artificial surface at Dundalk. And of course, Washington DC won there in the winter, and that horse bolted up the other day when back on turf. He's done nothing wrong visually, his times have been okay, but I don't think his odds of odds on tonight don't really represent his chance up against two very promising sorts in the shape of Elusive Heights and the Moor Factor. And I think both of these two horses are certainly capable of giving the favourite a race, particularly as they've had already the experience of racing on turf, whereas Long Island Sound hasn't. And I'm going to go with the Moor Factor out of those two aforementioned that I think that could put it up to the favourite. I was really impressed with his run first time out, although he only finished fourth in a good maiden at the Curragh, which has subsequently worked out really well with loads of winners down the field. It was his run last time out at Garran, which suggested that that Curragh run, of course, was such an eye-catching run. Don't forget that day he finished fourth from stall one, which is a very notable performance. But Garran, with a much better draw last time out, he made the run in and he pulled well clear of a horse called Pacadali, who's subsequently gone on to run well in listed company. So he's certainly run up to his mark of 87. I noticed he was withdrawn the other day at Leopardstown in a handicap when conditions went against him. But he was a well-back favourite until that withdrawal. So hopefully the Moor Factor will get out in front and prove quite difficult to catch there in the 6.20.
OK, the Moor Factor then tipped by Andy in the 6.20. We move on to the 6.50, which is a handicap, and a juicy big field here. 15 of them at the moment are about to run, and the market is led by Aspen Mountain. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, not a great surprise that Aspen Mountain's favourite here from the Watchman camp. Certainly ran eye-catchingly well in a really good race at the Curragh the other day, when I just thought he was a little bit ring-rusty. It took him ages to get into top gear, but he was going on very, very strongly at the finish. To suggest that run, once now it's under its belt, he certainly will start performing to the kind of standard which saw him win at Dundalk back in November. That race, that mainly won that day, was a very good time, and the form worked out really well subsequently. The second and third have both won since. Don't think he's too badly handicapped off a mark of 82. And like I say, with that run under his belt, I'm sure he's going to take quite a bit of beating here. The Mouse Doctor looks the obvious threat. I thought he was just a little bit too keen for his own good in that good Dundalk handicap the other day won by Stan Mantin. But I think if he settles better tonight, he could be quite troublesome late on. So he's certainly one to look at from an each-way perspective at 7-1 this morning. But Aspen Mountain, he certainly sets the standard off the back of that Curragh run last time.
Worthy favourite, says Andy, then. Aspen Mountain in that one. We move on, then, to the next race on the card, which is the 7.20. This one is Division 1 of the handicap. And, again, a rather large field to choose from here, Andy. We have 18 at the moment going to post.
Yeah, we do, yeah. The one I quite like here is Snap Click from the Jim Gorman stable. Good run last time out at Tipperary the other night on a ground that probably wouldn't have been all that suitable. It was very testing last week at that particular venue, and I thought he did really well to finish fourth in what turned out to be a decent contest. Prior to that, he was eighth again in another good race at Leopardstown, which has worked out well. The winner, of course, has gone on to win subsequently down in Garran. But it's a better surface tonight, which should bring about this horse's improvement. Now that he's had a couple of runs under his belt, as he did last year, he needed two runs to get going. I think he's about ready to strike. And with Kevin Manning booked as well, that's another positivity. I do think this five-year-old, around about 5-6-1 this morning, Snap Click, could certainly run well for us from an each-way perspective.
Okay, that's the selection for Andy then, and you don't need me to tell you that following Division 1 of the handicap is Division 2. And again, 18 runners in this particular race, and it looks like there's plenty of big prices to choose from here in this race, with the field being roughly 4-1 and above.
Yeah, Elusive in Paris has been well back this morning. I can certainly see why. He's a fairly consistent performer. The only problem is that he's never won on turf in 19 starts, albeit he comes off the back of a good run the other day down in Dundalk when he was second behind the all-the-way winner, Specific Gravity. This might not be quite as straightforward as the market suggests, so therefore I'm going to go for a good each-way alternative in the shape of Seamus Fahey's Fast On. His seven-year-old has been a model of consistency in his last three or four starts. Nothing wrong with that third down in Garen behind Beachmount Whisper in a race which set the time figure Pulse's Racing. In his next run at Nace, he did nothing wrong again, finishing very strongly down the centre of the course behind Credit the Giver, got the smooth run at the inside rail. Several of those horses that he beat that day reposed today. I think he'll uphold the form. And once again, in a strongly run race at Tipperary last week, he ran right up to his best form. Now, he's only won 1 in 41, so obviously he's not a great win-only perspective. But like I say, from an each-way stance, I certainly think he's likely to run his race. I certainly think the track will suit him. This stuff up will climb to the line. Will suit his run style. He often finishes late, fast and wide. So Fast On, round about 6-1 this morning. Looks a decent each-way bet there in the 750.
OK, Fast On, the selection for Andy. We move on to the penultimate race of the evening, 8:20. And goodness me, this looks an open race. Andy, I hope you've had plenty of time to look at this one, because it looks tricky to me.
Probably not enough time, but certainly enough to put up a selection anyway in the shape of Daredevil Day. I thought his run the other day down in Limerick was a really good one. Certainly visually, the way he finished off that day suggested that he'll need a return to a trip more in keeping with his overall profile. Don't forget, his two victories have come beyond a mile, one of them over a mile and a quarter. So this mile three journey tonight should suit Joseph Murphy's charge. And the race down in Limerick has worked out really well, as we know. Canary Row has run well since. And horses like Orangey Red, who are fifth, and Vintage Charm, who was sixth, have all come out and franked the form. The time figure of the race is good. And the fact that this horse has won here around this track at this meeting last year suggests that Connections have probably had their eye on this particular race for quite some time. He's 14-1 as well with William Hill this morning, which seems a really juicy price about a horse that's got plenty going for him on this occasion. So Daredevil Day, certainly think he's capable of outrunning his odds there in that penultimate race.
OK, Daredevil Day then, the selection. And finally, we move on to the last race on the card. And after having some large fields to wade through, this one is a very short field, just the four runners here. And it's no surprise, is it really, Andy, to see Ibea as the favourite, having placed twice at listed level already, and it's a very short price.
Yeah, no surprise on the official figures, but I don't think this race is quite as straightforward as the market is going to suggest. Obviously, Abadiah's form, when it was second to Variable and third to Zukova, would make it an absolute shoe-in here. But there's a little bit of doubt in my mind with that run the other day at Garen, when finishing last of the eight runners behind Boca Bacchiata. Now, the run might have just been needed from Mickey Halford's filly. I'll certainly take that on board. And to be fair, Mickey's horses have just taken a while to hit top gear this year, so maybe the middle of summer is when Mickey's horses will start to flourish. But I'm not prepared to back this horse at 1-3 this morning, whereas I do think we're going to get a decent bet without the favourite here in the shape of Abraham, because I do think Abraham will certainly floor the other two horses here, as your Sky and Jocular. And I think if we're looking at, say, taking 4-7, 4-6 about that aspect or possibility, rather than going in at 1-3 about the favourite, I think we've got a better value bet, because I do think Shea Barry's horse is capable. I've at least given the favourite a race and, as I said, beating the other two. Off the back of that run the other day at Dundalk, it was on the 8th of April. It was behind Putin, that all-weather specialist who's been knocking out some fantastic times throughout the winter. As we know, Ancient Sand, who was second one at this track last time, over hurdles. So the form has worked out really well. The time figure suggests that he's got to run well here tonight. So Abraham is the suggestion, without the favourite. And I even think round about, like I say, 4-6, 4-7 is a decent price.
Yeah, Abraham at a much more palatable and certainly backable price than in the final race at Killarney tonight on the evening card. Andy, once again, good luck with all of the bets tonight. And thank you very much for joining us. And I've no doubt we'll be speaking to you again very soon.
Been a pleasure, Jack. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.